On KIXI, AM and FM in Seattle, the weather outlook sunny and warm through Tuesday. Highs near 80, lows in the mid-50s, and currently it's 64 degrees at 12 midnight.
Secretary of State Kissinger holds a news conference in Jerusalem. I'm Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Robert Pierpoint has more on Kissinger's news conference.
Secretary of State Kissinger indicated today that the United States is prepared to step up its military aid to Israel and to grant the Israelis the same nuclear power development program announced for Egypt earlier on this trip. Asked about strong Israeli reaction against the announcement in Cairo last week that Egypt would be given American nuclear power aid, Kissinger indicated it was understandable that anything potentially affecting the military situation would be of some concern to Israelis, but the secretary added that he believes he has managed to reassure Israeli leaders of the certainties of safeguards against the nuclear power reactor being used for military purposes. Kissinger said today that the Palestinian refugees could be represented in any future peace talks by Palestinians in the Jordan delegation, a suggestion that most Palestinians are certain to reject. Kissinger indicated the next step toward those talks is an Arab summit meeting, and he claimed as one of the great post-war accomplishments that some Arab states have made what he called the crucial decision to accept the existence of Israel. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News, Jerusalem.
President Nixon is scheduled to attend a session of the Israeli parliament in a couple of hours. A joint communique is expected to be issued afterwards. Then, just before 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, the president and Mrs. Nixon are scheduled to fly to Amman, Jordan. Jordan is the last stop on the president's Mideast tour. Kissinger breaks away from the tour today to fly to Ottawa, Canada, for a meeting of the foreign ministers of NATO. More news in a minute.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use sign-off tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off. The sinus medicine's in the bright red box.
New Zealand's Prime Minister Norman Kirk has protested to the French government over French resumption of nuclear testing in the South Pacific Monday at Mururoa Atoll. Australian Prime Minister Gough Whitlam said that his government was very concerned over the test. And Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau issued a statement in Toronto saying that his government is afraid that any expansion of the nuclear explosives club represents a severe setback for the effort of mankind to control this wasteful and destructive technology. The French Defense Ministry says that it has no information on an explosion, but it has always been French policy not to comment on the explosions until they are completed. Pakistan's Atomic Energy Commission says that it has detected radioactivity in Pakistan from India's underground nuclear explosion last month, but the commission did not say what levels of radioactivity had been measured. Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, appearing on the ABC News broadcast Issues and Answers, explains why her country went ahead with the test.
The aim was to increase our scientific know-how. And for a country of India's size and the gigantic proportions of our problems, it's absolutely necessary that we should have as much know-how as possible. Because when it comes down to brass tacks, no countries really can help to solve our problems. The major burden is our, has been and is and will be our own. With all the goodwill of the world, it still will remain our burden. And therefore, we have to make ourselves capable of bearing that burden.
Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. More after this.
It's a beautiful day. I'm waxing my car, and my neighbor comes out with antifreeze. And I say, antifreeze now? And he starts to sing.
You can never buy Prestone too early. Do it now, don't you wait. You can never buy Prestone too early. yet too late.
Sounds crazy, but a 50-50 mix of Prestone 2 winter-summer formula and water, about 2 gallons for most cars, helps prevent boil over even in traffic jams, because it helps your cooling system handle heat better than water. Fresh boil-over protection and fresh corrosion protection, too. Because only Prestone 2 has a patented silicone silicate inhibitor system. Nothing beats it for corrosion protection. Summer, winter, all year round, you can never buy Prestone too early. You can only buy it too late.
If you can't trust Prestone,
who can you trust?
Representatives of the 13 countries in OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, meeting in Ecuador, have scheduled another round of talks today. The representatives are reported near agreement to continue the current freeze on posted prices for crude oil for another 3 months. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
And CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI, where the time now is 6 minutes past midnight.
CBS News. There are reports of new violence in Vietnam and a claim from Hanoi that the U.S. is flying military support missions for the Saigon government. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. Military sources in Saigon say South Vietnamese patrol ships and jet bombers have sunk a trawler flying the North Vietnamese flag off the east coast of South Vietnam just below the demilitarized zone. The newspaper of North Vietnam's army charges that American pilots are flying F-5 fighter jets in support of South Vietnamese troops in a battle with communist forces 25 miles north of Saigon. The South Vietnamese deny the charge. More news after this message.
Are you an unpublished author? Do you have a book-length manuscript ready or almost ready for publication? Or do you know of anyone else who is an unpublished author? If so, Vantage Press invites you to write to a leading New York publisher for a free illustrated brochure titled To the Author in Search of a Publisher. It explains how you may have your manuscript printed and published in a matter of months. Just write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. Whether your subject is fiction, nonfiction, poetry, or even scientific, specialized, or controversial, this 52-page brochure shows you how to arrange for prompt publication. To get your copy, write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. That's GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. If this is your first book, you'll find this free brochure especially valuable and informative. Write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. GPO Box 1414, New York, New York.
The Senate Wednesday night cleared the way for consideration of tax reform measures backed by liberals after a long attempt by a Southern Democrat to kill the issue. Details reported by John Meyer in Washington.
For 3 days, Democratic Senator James Allen of Alabama had blocked consideration of the tax proposal, which Senator Edward Kennedy, Democrat of Massachusetts, had been trying to introduce as an amendment to the pending debt ceiling bill. 2 cloture votes earlier today failed. But Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield of Montana finally broke the filibuster by offering Kennedy's amendment as a substitute for one Allen had used to hold the floor. This means there will have to be debate and a vote on the Kennedy proposal. It calls, among other things, for increasing the individual income tax exemption by $75 and doing away with such tax loopholes as the oil depletion allowance. John Meyer, CBS News at the U.S. Senate.
The Agriculture Department says in spite of a good harvest of winter wheat, many growers are holding their crops from the market, apparently recalling the big Soviet wheat deal of 2 years ago when prices went up after being sold at low prices. In Wellington, Kansas, wheat farmer Thomas Ostrander says this.
Farmers feel that they've been on the short end of the stick as far as pricing is concerned. And this year they're in better shape financially. Their condition is such that they don't have to sell. And they're able to sit and wait a while and see what takes place. They have a fear of another reaction such as we had the last 2 years.
Ostrander says he will hold his wheat crop back until he gets at least $4 a bushel. President Nixon, who arrived back in Washington Wednesday afternoon from his Middle East trip, went on a 2-hour dinner yacht cruise on the Potomac River. Thursday, the president plans to meet with his aides and with congressional leaders to discuss his Mideast accomplishments and plan for his upcoming summit meeting in Moscow. On Thursday, the House Judiciary Committee will take up the question of whether President Nixon willfully underpaid his federal income taxes from 1970 through 73. The White House has maintained the president was following the advice of his tax lawyers and accountants when he claimed deductions that were later disallowed. John Doerr, special counsel for the Judiciary Committee, says the key issue in the matter is willfulness. Registered nurses on strike for 2 weeks now at San Francisco area hospitals have started pulling personnel out of emergency rooms and intensive care units. A spokesman for nine of the hospitals in the area says the action brings a genuine health care crisis to San Francisco. Now this word.
It's a real hot day. I'm soaking up the sun, and suddenly I say antifreeze right out loud. My wife says, huh? And I say, haven't you heard that song?
You can never buy Prestone too early. Do it now, don't you wait. You can never buy Prestone too early. You can only buy it too late.
It's a fact. A 50-50 mix of Prestone 2 winter summer formula and water, about 2 gallons for most cars, fights boilover because it helps your cooling system handle heat better than water. Fresh boilover protection and fresh corrosion protection, too, because only Prestone 2 has a patented silicone silicate inhibitor system. Nothing beats it for corrosion protection. Summer, winter, spring, or fall, you can never buy Prestone too early. You can only buy it too late.
Can't trust Prestone.
Who can you trust?
Steve Busby, 25-year-old pitcher for the Kansas City Royals, went into the sports record books Wednesday night when he pitched a no-hitter for his team. The Royals meet the Milwaukee Brewers 2-0, with Busby allowing no hits and only one walk to the Brewers. Busby becomes the first pitcher in Major League history to pitch no-hitters in his first two big league seasons. Last year, Busby allowed no hits in a game against the Detroit Tigers. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, KIXI, 6 minutes past 11 o'clock.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to the world of terrifying imagination. The fear you can hear. This is the story of a natural-born loser. Within the quietest and most retiring of the genus Homo sapiens, there lurks a tiger. As indeed, it lurks in all of us. It takes only the right combination of intolerable pressures, unfulfilled dreams, and the opportunity to escape the first and realize the second, to make even the worm turn, which is just what happened to Henry Green.
I do a lot of dreaming. When you're married to someone like Florence, you've got to do something. But I never figured any of those dreams to come true. Revenge dreams, you know, like...
It is the decision of this court that you, Florence Green, be removed to a suitable place and hanged by the neck until you are dead.
Maybe it's hung. I never remember, like...
It's all right, Dr. Willoughby. I know you did your best to pull her through, but it's God's will that prevails in the end. Florence is gone forever.
Someone yaks at you like Florence and steps on your toes everything you want to do and has to be on you every moment and won't let you out of the house alone.
I'm telling you, it's simply murder. So I dream a lot about my wife just not being. But I never thought of actually causing her not to be. I never really meant to end up a murderer.
Mystery drama, It's Simply Murder, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Jack Gilford. It is sponsored in part by New Sugar-Free Diet 7-Up and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Hello, this is Goldilocks. It seems like only yesterday that I was a little girl tasting porridge. You know, this one's too hot. This one's too cold. And now I conduct taste tests on diet drinks. And there's one I must tell you about. Sugar-free diet 7-Up. It has a fresh, natural, delicious taste. It drives my taste-o-meter crazy. Sugar-free diet 7-Up. This one's just right.
Buick introduces a new concept for you to consider in light of all the concern about miles per gallon. Range. Range is what you get when you multiply the mileage your car gets per gallon by the number of gallons your car's gas tank holds. Range is one of the things that help make Buick Apollo such a special small car. It comes from coupling the Apollo's economical six-cylinder engine with a standard 21-gallon gas tank. It holds a lot, but it doesn't use a lot. Look into the Apollo. It's the Buick of small cars.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
What with all this oil shortage and all, Mrs. and I talking about having our furnace checked out. I wonder what we should do.
I can give you some advice about what to do.
Yeah? Who are you?
I'm the man from your Better Business Bureau. Now, it may be true that your furnace is in need of repair or even replacement. But don't be rushed into such a decision. Shop around. Get two or three estimates. Don't sign any contract until you have read and understood it thoroughly. And if the installation requires alterations to your home, be sure a permit has been obtained if required. And don't sign a completion certificate until that work has been satisfactorily completed. Just another tip from your Better Business Bureau.
One of the simplest and most fiendish devices to drive men mad is the Chinese water torture. The slow drip of water, second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour on the forehead. Unending, inescapable, inexorable. Henry Green's life was like that, both in his work and at home.
Did you wash up all your breakfast dishes?
Yes, Florence.
You left the spoons up so they drain?
Yes.
Put out the garbage?
Yes.
And you cleaned out the sink?
Yes, Florence.
You wrung out the sponge?
Yes. Look, I just...
Don't you move until I'm finished talking to you. Now, look, I want you right straight home here after the bank closes tonight.
Well, some of the boys...
Oh, don't give me any, some of the boys.
But just a drink to say bon voyage.
But you'll have all the bon voyage on the cruise when we leave tomorrow. Although, don't think there'll be any drinking going on there either. There's enough money being spent on this vacation now.
It's the first real vacation we've taken since our honeymoon.
And we wouldn't be having it if I hadn't made you save for it.
I didn't start saving the money for the cruise.
I know. You wanted to save it for a smelly, dangerous, noisy old motorcycle. Well, I wasn't having any of that.
I always wanted one. All my life...
Oh, stop it. You're too old for one now anyway.
How do you know what I...
What was that?
I said, now, do you know that I've got to leave or I'll be late for the bank?
Well, don't forget to pick up the suitcase.
What suitcase?
Your old one that Travis' luggage is repairing.
Oh, all right.
And mine to come right home after... Oh, watch out for the cat!
Ouch!
You clumsy fool, you stepped on him.
I didn't. He tried to run out of the door and he bit me.
Serves you right. He knows you don't like him.
Once I left the house, I always tried to put Florence out of my mind. And the best way to do that was to think about Sherry Woods. Not that I could do any more than think about her, because she was Mr. Mercer's day and night, if you know what I mean. But more and more, I guess I was getting to the dangerous age, because I sure did a lot of thinking about Sherry. Well, that's 10, 20, 30, 35, 40, 45, and... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 makes 50. Thank you, Mr. Robinson.
You.
See you next week.
You haven't any more customers, Henry. Close your window.
Why, Sherry. Mr. Mercer wants to see me?
I want to see you. Meet me in the conference room.
Of course, if you say so, but what's wrong?
Everything, as far as we're concerned. Unless maybe we have the nerve to try to put it right. Anyway... It's something we can't talk over here. Meet me where I said. What kept you so long?
Mr. Mercer, he stopped me.
You still think I'm attractive?
Well, Sherry, knowing how I felt for you all this time, you have to ask?
Yeah, I want to be quite sure. Come here, Henry.
Where?
Here. Right close against me. Put your arms around me.
Suppose someone should come in.
I slipped the automatic lock on the door before you came in. We're quite safe.
I don't feel that way.
I meant from being interrupted. Now kiss me.
Sherry, I'm a married man.
Oh, don't tell me you don't want to.
Sherry, you could make me do anything, but... Oh, make me do anything.
All right, that's enough.
Oh, I never kissed anyone like this.
It's a good thing you'd be arrested.
It'd be worth it. Let's do it again.
Well, we could do it forever, if you wanted to.
But I'm married.
Well, we could make a few changes. Henry, when you get back from your trip, are you still expected to be promoted?
Well, Mr. Mercer has practically promised me...
Don't forget Sam Mercer's promises. I ought to know how little they're worth. We, my darling, are out.
My darling?
Did you hear the other part?
What do you mean, we're out?
You know in your heart, you'll never be vice president. And I've been fired.
He can't do that to you.
Well, he already has.
You mean Mr. Mercer has, changed his affections?
I mean, that lousy, pot-bellied little two-timer has gone right off the deep end for Miss Fancy Pants.
Gosh, Sherry, I am sorry. If there's anything I can do...
Henry, love, there's plenty you can do to help. You and me are going to be rich. Together. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Look, I better get back to my cage.
Is that where you think you belong?
Well... I am head teller and...
In a cage? Oh, you're a man, not a mouse. Now's the time for you to prove it. Grab the world by the tail. How'd you like to travel the world, live like royalty, never have to punch a time clock, get away from handling other people's money, have it be your own? Both of us. Just you and me.
Us? But the Cherry, I mean, even if there wasn't Florence, I don't have any money. She's got it all.
Oh, then that settles it. I'm going to remake your life.
How?
Well, why don't we have lunch together, and I'll tell you.
Where? The sandwich shop?
No. Let's make it the gourmet. At 12:30?
But that's terribly expensive.
Oh, Henry, love, that's the way you and me are going from here on in. If you go along with me.
You know, I want to, but how?
I'll tell you that. After the second martini.
I don't think I've ever had two martinis in a row. Certainly not in the middle of the day.
Well, that's the whole trouble with you, Henry. You haven't really lived.
That's because I haven't wanted to.
Well, if you really want... You gotta take. I guess we both learned that today.
We sure did. The boat sailed for both of us.
Yeah, well, there's another boat sailing tomorrow that I'm more interested in. It's the one I wish I was taking with you.
Oh, but what could I do with Florence?
Yeah, well, that's what we're gonna discuss.
We are?
The best way to get rid of your wife. It's what we both want, isn't it?
Florence would never give me a divorce. And even if she did, she'd want a big alimony. I just couldn't afford you, Sherry.
Well, I won't deny I'm expensive. But you could easily afford me.
How?
Cy Mercer and his new lady love are leaving early for a weekend in Bermuda. Monday's a holiday. They won't be back till Tuesday morning. It won't be till then that they discover the money is missing.
What money?
The money in the teller's drawers. How much do you think it adds up to?
Well, it's the end of the month. Payday for most people. The deposits have been heavy, somewhere between $600,000 or $700,000. Why? No. What do you want to know?
I just wanted to know how much we're going to steal. It's all right, dear. No one's listening to us.
I'm not listening to you. You must be mad. Steal it for what?
For us to enjoy the rest of our life together.
Together? What about Florence?
Yeah. What about Florence?
I just can't wish her dead, you know.
Well, I don't see why not.
You mean kill her?
How many times have you wanted to?
Almost every day. But that's different. I would never do anything about it.
Not even for me?
It isn't that. I wouldn't know how. Anyway, it's all impossible.
Why?
But it takes two keys to close and open the teller's vault. Mine and Mr. Mercer's.
Oh, you mean this one?
How did you...
Well, I told you he was leaving early. He gave me his key to close the vault tonight with Mr. Schaefer.
But Schaefer doesn't have the other key. I have.
Yeah, but I think Schaefer's going to have it because he's instructed me to tell you to give it to Schaefer and tell him we'd be locking up while you're gone.
So we have full access to the money.
Yeah, until the outer door is closed with the time lock.
And then the vault can't be opened until Tuesday. But I'd be trapped on the ship out at sea, and then
I... Henry, after you've taken the money, you never get on that ship.
I've always wanted to take a cruise, and Florence wouldn't...
There isn't gonna be any Florence, Henry. Remember?
But where could we hide?
With enough money, you can hide anywhere. You'd shave off your mustache, get contacts instead of those... wire-rimmed glasses, a mod wig. I'd cut my hair short, dye it blonde, and get a nose bob, and put on a little weight in the right places. We'd be new people.
I always wanted to have a beard.
So, all right, grow a beard.
Florence would never let me.
Listen, Florence won't be around to object.
Would I really have to kill her?
What other way around is there?
None. The trouble is, I wouldn't know how.
Well, I've thought of that, Henry. Here.
What is it?
It's a bottle of sleeping pills. Just dissolve them in a nice hot cup of tea for Florence. What more do you want?
I think I'll have another martini. I couldn't believe it was me sitting at an expensive restaurant, drinking in the middle of the day, and planning to murder my wife. Then I started in to think about the 20 years I'd already had with Florence and the 20 or more I still might have to spend with her. And killing Florence began to make sense. Maybe. I stole a look at Sherry, who was powdering her nose. It looked pretty good to me like it was, and I didn't see where she didn't have enough in all the right places to stop with. That's when I made up my mind. Florence had to go.
Henry Green, 5'9", 148 pounds, mouse-haired, mild, 5 years old, and safely mounted on a treadmill, running day by day to stand in the same place. A man in a cage, both at work and at home, but now in the grip of the mating urge, a tiger. I'll be back shortly with Act Two.
A tall, frosty glass of Amplitude? Well, if your beer is Budweiser, you've had it often. Amplitude is a fancy word for the entire taste phenomenon, the total experience of flavor. Next time you take a healthy swallow of Bud, watch what happens. Think about the sensations you're experiencing. Notice how the flavor of Bud comes on nice and easy. Not too strong, not too quick. Just right. Notice the clean, crisp togetherness of Bud's taste. Everything in perfect balance, with no single element jumping out at you. And there'll be no aftertaste either, no hanging on.
and you'll be refreshed and ready for another glassful.
Actually, Bud drinkers have been experiencing amplitude for years, but they never phrase it that way. They just say Budweiser, and that says it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis. The Marine Corps Reserves are looking for a few good men to help keep the peace. We're looking for men who understand that nobody likes to fight, but somebody has to know how. We want men who want to see their children grow up in an age of peace. Men who will do more than wish for it. Men who will work for it. Men who don't need the draft to know there's a job to be done. Men who ask themselves what they can do for their country and do it. We're looking for a few good men to stand with the Marine Corps Reserve. No shortcuts, no compromises, no promises except one. You'll be a Marine, and you'll be ready. That's the job of a peacekeeper. One thing you can say for Henry Greene, once set loose, there's nothing small about his new way of life. Within one day, he is all set to break three of the major commandments, the sixth, seventh, and eighth, although not necessarily in that order. Murder and adultery will have to wait their turn. At the moment, he is occupied with the eighth, and grand larceny at that.
All right, Sherry. That was the last teller. Is she gone?
Yeah.
All right. Let's open up. There. That's mine. Now yours. That does it. Now get the suitcase from behind the desk while I open the vault.
Here it is, Henry.
Put it flat on the floor and open it.
You hand me the money and I'll pack it in.
Hope there's enough room for all of it.
Just take a big bill and leave a kick and feed.
No. Better take everything. Empty drawers are easier to handle.
Where is it?
Somebody's coming. Hide the suitcase.
Get the front door!
Give me the bag. Oh, well, all closed up, Miss Woods. Time to go. Why, Miss Burpee? Forget something?
Oh, and Mr. Greene, honest, I'm just so embarrassed. I sure hate to ask you, but...
But what?
Well, there's something I want to check in my teller's drawer. Would you please open up the vault?
What?
Yeah, but we just closed up. We can't.
Oh, you got it. I have to know if it's missing.
Is what missing?
My engagement ring. You see, I usually take it off and put it in the drawer till I go home, and... Tonight, I forgot to take it out.
Well, can it wait till Monday?
Oh, we're off.
Well, Tuesday.
No, I got dates with Horace over the weekend, and oh, he'd have a fit if I wasn't wearing it. Besides, I've got to be sure if it is there.
Well, maybe you put it in your handbag.
Oh, no, I looked there first thing because... Oh, now I remember. Yeah, right here in my jacket pocket. Oh, gee, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, I guess I'll be getting along home. Oh, sorry, I didn't see the suitcase.
I was having the handle fixed before I packed it to go on my vacation.
Oh, gosh, you don't have to explain to me. I didn't think you were robbing the bank or nothing. I got to run. Well, one of the other girls is waiting for me.
Just let me make sure she's gone. And for God's sakes, let's pack up and get out of here. We were both shaking like we had a fever after that run-in with Bird Brain Burpee, but somehow we managed to pack the money in the bag and close the outside door with a time lock. Going home in the cab, the tension was so bad I was tempted to take one of the sleeping pills myself to calm me down, but I resisted that. One crime leads to another. I was committed. If I lost my wits now, I stood to lose everything.
Well, it's about time you got home.
I had to close up the bank.
At least I see you remember to bring the